In a fever dream of isolation, a nameless artist paints the same haunting scene over and over: a cypress tree, a hunched old man, and a young woman with a lily flower. This obsessive image becomes both his art and his prison in Sadegh Hedayat's The Blind Owl, a novel that plunges us into the fractured mind of a man unraveling at the seams. In life, there are wounds that, like leprosy, silently scrape at and consume the soul. In solitude, he confesses from the start. His world is one of profound alienation, where he sees himself as fundamentally different from the rabble, ordinary people whose simple pleasures and conventional lives he views with contempt. Yet this contempt masks a deeper terror, the fear that his perceived enlightenment is actually a curse, cutting him off from humanity forever. Through a small window in his room, as he lies sick with fever, the narrator glimpses her, an ethereal woman with two large, slanting black eyes that seem to draw him into another dimension. She offers him a blue morning glory flower and vanishes, leaving him forever changed. This mysterious woman becomes his obsession, embodying something beyond ordinary existence, a transcendent beauty he both worships and fears. But desire proves destructive in this shadowy realm. When this woman later appears as his wife, perhaps only in his delusions, he finds himself repulsed by her physicality. Her body gave off a smell like that of a bitch in heat, he writes, revealing a Madonna horror complex in stark terms. His inability to reconcile his idealized vision with flesh and blood reality leads to violence. He describes cutting up her body and placing it in a suitcase. Yet even in apparent death, her eyes continue to haunt him, suggesting that the object of obsession can never truly be possessed or destroyed. Have you ever caught a glimpse of yourself in a mirror and momentarily failed to recognize your own reflection? This disorienting experience becomes the central metaphor of The Blind Owl, where identity splinters into multiple selves. The most significant double is the old peddler who appears at the narrator's door, a hunched figure with a mocking laugh who seems to know his innermost thoughts and darkest secrets. This figure recurs throughout the novel, as the old man in the narrator's paintings, as a gravedigger, as a butcher, and ultimately as the narrator himself. "I have become exactly like the old man," he realizes with horror, describing how his hair has turned white and his face transformed. This doubling suggests not just psychological splitting, but a kind of terrible inheritance, becoming what we most fear, fulfilling an inescapable destiny. The novel's structure mirrors this fragmentation, divided into two parts that reflect and distort each other like broken mirrors, creating a narrative that folds in on itself where beginning and end become indistinguishable. Death isn't just a theme in The Blind Owl, it's the very air the narrator breathes. His room is like a grave, and he frequently compares himself to a corpse. The city around him features narrow, winding streets like the intestines of a corpse, while beyond lies a wasteland of ancient graves and crumbling towers. Even in this death-saturated world, one image stands out in its grotesque power. After the mysterious woman dies, the narrator preserves her eyes in an alcohol-filled inkwell on his shelf, where they continue to stare at him accusingly. This preoccupation with mortality isn't simply morbid fascination. Death in The Blind Owl represents both annihilation and transformation. When the narrator notices that the woman's corpse has been replaced by a morning glory plant growing from her burial spot, we see death not as an ending, but as a metamorphosis. This connects to ancient Persian traditions, particularly Zoroastrianism, which viewed death as a transition rather than an end. The result is a meditation on mortality that rejects both religious consolation and materialist finality, instead presenting death as a state of continued consciousness, a kind of purgatory from which there is no escape. "Was I asleep or awake?" the narrator repeatedly asks, unable to distinguish between states of consciousness. Throughout the novel, he exists in altered states induced by opium, fever, and possibly madness, blurring the boundaries between reality and hallucination. Opium serves as both escape and prison, offering temporary relief from psychological torment while deepening his isolation with each dose. The drug-induced visions create some of the novel's most striking imagery. In one sequence, the narrator describes seeing a row of hanged men with their long, tangled hair swinging from gallows while black, hungry crows peck at their eyes. These hallucinations blend personal trauma with cultural symbolism, drawing on Persian mythology and Islamic eschatology. Unlike traditional mystical narratives where altered states lead to enlightenment, the narrator's opium dreams trap him deeper within his own psyche, each vision reinforcing his isolation rather than connecting him to something greater. Written during Reza Shah's aggressive modernization program in the 1920s and 30s, The Blind Owl captures the disorientation of a society caught between ancient traditions and Western influences. The setting shifts between an ancient, mythic landscape and a contemporary urban environment, with the narrator belonging fully to neither, a displacement reflecting the broader Iranian experience of modernity. Symbols from pre-Islamic Persian culture permeate the text. The cypress tree in the narrator's paintings hold sacred significance in Zoroastrian tradition as a symbol of eternal life, while the morning glory flower connects to ancient Persian goddess worship. Yet these ancient elements exist in tension with Islamic imagery and modern concerns. The novel's setting in Ray, ancient Raga, now part of Tehran, emphasizes this layering of historical periods, a once great city of the Persian Empire now reduced to scattered ruins and crumbling towers. The Blind Owl revolutionized Persian literature through its radical narrative structure, abandoning conventional storytelling for a labyrinthine text that circles back on itself, repeating with variations to deliberately disorient the reader. The novel's two-part structure creates a dizzying déjà vu effect, with the second part retelling elements of the first, but with crucial differences. Recurring motifs, the cypress tree, morning glory flower, staring eyes, the old man's mocking laugh, form a symbolic vocabulary that gains power through repetition. These images function like musical themes, appearing in different contexts while carrying their accumulated associations. The narrator's unreliability further complicates the text as he contradicts himself, admits confusion, and questions his own perceptions. What makes The Blind Owl endure is its fundamental ambiguity. It resists definitive reading, functioning as an open work, inviting multiple interpretations without privileging any single one. Nearly a century later, it continues to exert its hypnotic power, challenging us to confront our inner darkness. The owl's gaze remains fixed, reminding us that the boundary between sanity and madness may be as thin as the wall between waking and dreaming.